Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Song Therapy is powered by UrbanMusicSuite.com. Song Therapy is today's hottest and progressive music platform created to heal the pain and soothe the soul. So sit back, relax, and unwind as we take you on this therapeutic musical journey. It's time for you to join the crew on the first ever virtual couch. Remember, no one likes to go to therapy, but they love to come to Song Therapy. Introducing our musical therapist, Impeccable, the Dream Merchant.
Don't make a living, create a lifestyle.
And Tell Tally, the Motivationalist.
With a mindset for ministry.
And Mo-licious, the essence of Mo.
Sweet, sexy, and always in control.
Entertainment and news, I always get the story. And now, your host and moderator, Mr. Impeccable.
Song Therapy. What are you going to do? You having a great week? You having a great day? Are you having a great minute right now? What is going on in your life that you can be joyful about? DJ, cut the record. It is another wonderful day in the land where music is the backdrop of our life. We got a show that's kind of sad and it's kind of happy. Touches on a lot of things tonight. We got the lyrics that some, you know, will consider to be just outright low down and dirty. But on the other end, the artist that was singing it, rest in peace, Brownstone. This is a tribute to the group, to your music, to what you stood for and stand for and your place in music history. What's up, Song Therapy family? Tell Tally.
What's up, baby boy? How's everything going?
Man, another day in the big city. In the big city. I'm out here with T-Million.
Okay.
Vegas in there. Yeah, he officially a couple. Yeah, see? Yeah. You always want to try to go there. No, if that's your fantasy, they have states that you can move to now, and it's legal, okay? It's all right. Come out. They coming out on Empire. You can come on out on Song Therapy. Come right out on Song Therapy. Mo-licious, First Lady, how are you this evening?
Fantastic. How's everyone doing this evening? Okay, fine. Thank you. Move on.
Hearing none, T-Million. I'm out here with you, man. Trying to find you is like looking for Mr., you know, I'm not even going to say his name. I'm not even going to give him no credit. Make him notoriety. You know how some serial killers, they just want their name in the press so they can get some notoriety. So I'm not even going to mention the name. But anyway, how are you, sir?
I'm trying to find me, bro. You could have found me on the golf course, but it's kind of rainy out here right now, man.
Right. 4 inches a year in Vegas, it rains, and it's been raining every day. I'm here for 4 days. A mess. Yeah. Anyway, enough of our chitter-chatter. If you just tuned in, this is Song Therapy, where the music is the cause and the cure for some of our daily pressures in life. If it's your very, 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 very first time joining us, kick back, relax, and enjoy the music and the therapy. We are bringing tonight, as I mentioned before, Brownstone, lost a member of the group, Maxi. Rest in peace, Song Therapy and Song Therapy family. We honor you tonight. But we're going to break down their record tonight. I know you heard it on the grapevine. It's been a couple records in history that have had this as a title, Grapevine. But tonight, it's going to be Brownstone's breakdown. And tonight's topic, we're getting into some gossiping in relationships. Wow. This is a big one, Tell Tally. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and you, since we go all the way back. If you see your friend's partner creeping, do you tell him? Let me say it one more time. If you see your boy's girl out there in the street creeping, do you tell him? Mo-licious, see your girlfriend's man out there creeping, do you tell him? That's a nice topic. But before we play
the record. Are you asking me? You want me to tell you?
I don't know. I'm just putting it out there now into you. I mean, I know what you're going to say now, but it's
we
early
can get
the show
rolling. I can tell you what I'll do.
Okay. We're going to get the show rolling. I was just That was just posing the question in the atmosphere to you so that you could ponder upon it.
I want to get on the couch really quickly, and then we can get into it. I just want to say this.
Oh, you know what? I'm
depending
sorry.
On the situation, depending where we are and what I see, and there's two things that can happen. If we are in close proximity and I walk in and I see him, I am going to address him. Like, I'm going to make it known, hello, I'm here, blah, 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 I see you. Okay? So, there's two things that can happen from that. He can kill himself, have a, you know, lose his mind, or Mo don't tell her, whatever the case may be. No, I'm letting you know that I see you. Okay? And then, you know, I'll see how
all right,
well,
we're going to start it out with that. We're not going to say whether you tell your girl or not, but
yeah, I'll
at
just
least
leave it like
you're going to let her
just
partner know that you see him, like, literally. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't say that
literally.
You see me.
I may just
know
walk up. I may just walk past him in his face, like, walk past him. You know, shoot. What's up?
Clearly see him. Tonight's topic, mm-hmm. gossiping, relationships, grapevine, brownstone. If you see your friend's partner creeping, do you tell them? Before we play this record, Mo, let's take it back. Give us a little bit of something about Brownstone on Mo's Yesteryears, and then we can play the record and get song therapy kicked right off.
Brownstone, it was a female contemporary R&B group that was popular during the mid-1990s. They are best known for their hits in 1995 hit singles, If You Love Me, which was nominated for Best R&B Performance Grammy Award, Grapevine, and Past the Lovin', which also brought them some success, as well as their rendition of I Can't Tell You Why, a song originally recorded by the Eagles. The three members of Brownstone were Monica, which is Mimi Dobie, Charmaine Maxwell, and Nicole Gilbert. Tonight, the Song Therapy family would like to extend a heartfelt condolences to the Maxwell family and the R&B group Brownstone as we pay tribute to Charmaine Maxwell of the 1990s R&B group Brownstone, who passed away over the weekend. The singer reportedly suffered a fatal fall in Denmark after attending her son's soccer game. Now let's check out Grapevine. And right after that, Song Therapy will return with Impeccable as he breaks down.
Thank you.
heard it through the grapevine, Brownstone. And them girls could harmonize. That harmony was in your face, boy. It wasn't no auto-tune. It wasn't nothing. That was pure. Sound like the choir telltale. Them three were singing the mess out of that record right there. That was great.
I'd say it's one of my favorite groups, man. One of my favorite groups of all time. Those girls can really get down, brother.
Gee, man, what
happened? Really
get
down. They can really get down.
They can really get down.
What happened?
They can really
to
get down.
Groups?
Yeah, so corny.
How many girl groups? Yes, sir.
Were they the group that was discovered? I always forget to get it mixed up. Were they this group discovered by Michael Jackson?
I think they were. T-Million, one of your favorite groups. Can
they
anybody?
They were on Michael Jackson's label. They weren't necessarily discovered by Michael Jackson.
Okay.
There you go. One day we're going to find out why girl groups don't make that many albums or stay together that long or stay together as long as guy groups. We can kind of look into history and find out why, you know, and if you have, you know, you've seen the round and the round go on before, you know that it's hard for them to get along sometimes, Telltale. And sometimes, T-Million, somebody sleeps with somebody else's guy. I don't think that's what's going on with this story, but anyway, this is Song Therapy. Tonight's topic, we're talking about gossiping and relationships. This is a big one for some people. If you see your friend's partner creeping, wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, creeping, do you tell them? Do you just keep your mouth shut? Mo said earlier, if you just tuned in, she's going to just walk in your face and give you the big eye, you know, give you the Tracy Ross eye. She's just going to look at you right in your face, Telltale. Mo, that's how you going to do it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You gonna let them know, cause they can't be like it wasn't me, huh? They ain't gonna be able to deny that you weren't there, cause you gonna make sure. You might even touch them and be like, "Hey, how are you?" See them, you done peed your pants today?
Never rude, never anything. Casual conversation. I mean, I speak to you any other time. Why can't I speak to you tonight? Hey, how you doing?
Right,
keep
right.
Moving.
You know what I mean? And then you'll find out if he has a speech impediment or not. But anyway, this is Song Therapy. People got a lot to get off their chest. Maybe you never heard these rules before, or maybe you're sick of me saying them, but I'm going to say them anyway. First, we play the record. That was Brownstone, Grapevine, great record, one of T-Million's favorite groups. And verse by verse, lyric by lyric, we're going to break this song down like maybe, possibly, you've never heard it broken down before. Yep, heavy discussions have already started about the topic. Mo says she's going to get in your face. She see you out with her girlfriend, you in trouble. You might as well just go in the house and just pack your bag because, you know, the guilt is going to kill you. You name it, Song Therapy is going to open your eyes to what was really going on behind the story. We're going to give you a new perspective that will surely have you asking for more. That's right, love, hate, romance, a little gossiping tonight. Are you going to tell? Who knows? What you going to do? Are they going to stay together if you tell? They're going to be mad at you? I mean, how's the thing going to go down? We're coming into your heart and your mind and your soul with Song Therapy. We tell stories that heal, inspire, and excite, and more. I'm ready. I'm ready to get this on. But before we get this started, I'm going to invite our musical therapist to give us some of the symptoms of gossiping in relationships. Telltale.
Yes, sir, my brother. Well, we got a hot one here tonight, and it is straight off the presses. I mean, gossiping is a form of, I guess you could say, or talking is a form of about things. Can be good and it can be bad. You know, gossiping can affect your friendship. As we said, if you were to see your friend out with someone, would it affect your friendship? When I was a kid, I remember my mother saying to me that sometimes when kids play and fight, parents shouldn't get involved, because when they do, then the kids end up making up, and then the parents are still mad at each other. So we realize that gossiping and talking, and whether it's for good or bad, happens in a lot of places in our lives. I mean, it can happen in the workplace, it can happen in church, it can happen in our relationships. So some of the symptoms of when you gossip, or would you tell your friend if you saw his mate out, can be Do you feel that talking or whatever will affect the friendship? That would be the first symptom. Do you think if I told my friend, would it affect our friendship? Do you find that sometimes if you share that information with other ones, then people will stop liking you and start understanding that whenever you come, maybe you bring trouble? And the third thing is, do you think that gossiping or talking, will it have an effect on your health? If you decide to go on the side of not telling your friend, will you stay up at night worrying about what's happening to your friend, or whatever, thus impeding your health? And the last thing is, do you find that your credibility goes down because people see you as someone always bringing information that may not always be in the most positive light? So gossiping sometimes can lead to, if you do find yourself in that situation, your credibility going down. And those are the symptoms for tonight's topic. Back to you, Impeccable.
Credibility. What is going on? This is Song Therapy. We're breaking down the classic record, Grapevine, Brownstone. This is a tribute show. That's right. And 10 million, them girls can sing, really. You know, man, you don't see a lot of groups popping up because I guess maybe the younger ladies now don't have a lot of groups to look up to. But if they need to dig in the archives to find out about some girls who could sing, they should definitely tune in and look up Brownstone. Malicious has already started it. I don't know. It might be a woman code. It might be a guy code. Sometimes it's a guy code or how close the friend is to you, because sometimes it might not be, you know, one of your good friends, but you see somebody's girl out there creeping. And that's when Telltale said, you know what I mean, some gossip could slip out. Man, you see T Million's girl? What? You think he know? Whatever, she tripping. She creeping. Hey, he creeping too. Who knows? You know, you never know how it goes down, but the gossip starts. Where it starts and it spreads around. By the time you get back, T-Million girl was butt-naked at the strip club, just working for dollars, Telltale. Not personally. I hope she's not listening, because I'm not really talking about her. Wink. Just kidding, T-Million. Have you hit the floor?
Wow.
You
foul. All the way under the bus at night. Bus ride.
Wow. You could have used anybody else's name. Just anybody.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, when it's only three of us, I was just talking to Tom.
I mean, you didn't have to use. You could have just said any Joe Smo. You just was like,
all right.
Impeccable.
How about John Doe?
I know, like, you could have used.
But I wanted you to feel
anybody's
the personal,
name, like,
you know, I mean, I wanted you to feel the personal obligation sometimes that guys and girls feel when they see, you know, their people's out there stepping out on them. I mean, you know, man,
okay, but
I guess
like
they
I said,
feel it's their personal obligation to tell. We're going to find out by the end of the night if that's the right thing to do or not. Or you know what, Carlos, what do you think about it? Because if you're listening by cell phone now and you burning right now. You didn't court your friend's girl or vice versa, and you really want to chime in on this conversation, just press 1 on your phone. We'll see your virtual hand raised in the background, and you can get in. Because I know you're thinking about it, or you're wondering about it, or maybe Mo ran into you and looked you up and down and said, I see you. Anyway, why don't you play a little bit more of this record, Brownstone, and then, let's get this Song Therapy thing creeping. Let's get this Song Therapy kicked off. I can't tell you why. Boy, reading is fundamental. Let's do it, Mom. I can't tell you way. I mean, the way or why.
Sometimes I wonder what I would do without you in my life. At night I wake up and all I see is your face. I know we have problems, but I still can't. Tell me why.
DJ. Cut the music down a little bit. I can't tell you why. Wow. Man, Brownstone. Man, oh man. I haven't seen them in the circuit in a minute, but them girls could sing. Those girls could sing. We're back. We're breaking down the classic Brownstone record, Grapevine. That was just a little touch in case you hadn't heard any music from Brownstone in a while. Just, you know, the great thing about modern day technology is in any given moment, you can go to your smartphone, your tablet, your computer, and just pull up Google or YouTube some kind of music or video that you want to see, and it can take you right back to those classic records. But, you know, we talk about song structure on Song Therapy, and a nice topic. We just went over it, gossiping relationships. If you see your friend's partner creeping, what do you do? But this song starts out with the hook first. So our musical therapist, Tell Tally, if you're ready, let's go Malicious on the ones and twos and kick this thing off. The hook.
Intro hook.
Ooh. Mm. I stand corrected. Play the intro hook.
Tell Tally, and you know, when I first heard the song back in the day, I always thought it was a little condescending. You know, as you'll find out later in the song, some things that a brother does, but it starts off by saying, ooh, ooh, I heard it through the grapevine. I heard it through the grapevine that you ain't feeling too fine, and I hope that you feel much better. Yes, I do. Then she says, I really do. And it starts off, I guess, you know, you might be perplexed as to maybe what she's talking about. Is it a physical sickness or is it something that's going on? But then you go drop down. It says, happened on the day I left. Since that day, you haven't been the best. You haven't been the best, babe. And I hope that you feel much better. Yes, I do. So setting the song up in this intro, or as we call it, intro hook, to let you know that some things are coming down the line and that she feels that hopes that he's feeling better because it's something he did to her. And since that day that she left. So we know the song sets up by she left him for some reason. And fellas, we know that 90% of the time when they leave, it's for a couple of things. And that is even, I would say probably 99.5% of the time is because you cheated. Sometimes it can be because of finances or it can be because they've met somebody else, but most of the time it's because, you know, we've cheated. So she's letting him know in this hook, I heard you ain't doing too well since I left, but I hope you're feeling better. I do. Yes, I do. And again, we don't know if she's being condescending with the crew. She could be just saying, oh, you know, poor baby, not doing so well since I left you. Well, it's your fault. So, but anyway, I hope you're doing better. So that's Tell Tally's breakdown of the intro hook.
So she was just giving him the business, huh?
He thought a little bit. I think she was giving him the business a little bit. I don't know what my cohorts think, but I think she was giving him the business a little bit.
Oh, yeah. She was rubbing it in. She was definitely rubbing it in, right? Like, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, she's rubbing it in the face.
I just got a text alert. And I guess she must be related the most. She was like, you walk up to him and not only look at him, but you snap a picture, hashtag grapevine. You really caught. This modern day technology, it ain't no denying. You can't even duck under the counter. They can video you and zoom in on these smartphones. Don't get no ideas, ladies. Anyway, anybody else? Way to start it off, Tell Tally. Anybody else on this first intro hook? Got anything to say? Malicious?
No, reading is fundamental, but go ahead.
Reading is fundamental. Yes, I do. See, that's Tell Tally. Did you hear that? That's exactly how she played it to him. I hope you do. I hope you feel much better. Reading is fundamental. Anyway, let's keep it going since the grapevine is starting to heat up and makes them grapes and turn them into wine. And now that's what I'm going to start calling for the rest of the night, grape wine. Anyway, Mo is up next on the first verse. So let's just keep it going and see how the story continues. Let's go.
Into my eyes, you said to me that night that you would never cheat on me or break my heart. I'm not going to break it down. I'm just going to just read this whole thing and then I'll say what I have to say. Inside, I never knew your love was so untrue. I thought that I was your only. Boy, was I wrong, so wrong. So spinning off of the intro hook and saying back to, you know, at this point, she's looking at him and she's just like, you know what? How have you been since he was gone? But through this whole time, you looked in my eyes. You came in my face, basically, and said to me that you never cheat on me. So basically, you were telling me that I was your all. You would never do anything to hurt me. You will always be there, and you would never break my heart. You were looking me in my face, lying in my face, basically. And then basically inside, I never knew that your love was so untrue because I believed everything you said. It was nothing that you did that I didn't believe. So inside, deep down inside, anything you said to me, I just thought that, you know what I mean, you were true with everything that you said to me and you would never lie to me or cheat on me. But I was wrong because you know what? You were out there cheating. Well, I'm not going to keep going on. But you were out there and the reason why I left is because obviously you were cheating because you lied to me. In my face, with a straight face. Probably had a little smile on there, thinking that I was going to agree with what she said. But, you know, we have a sense of emotion as women, and we know when you're lying, because it's just something that we feel deep down inside. So that's Mo on the first verse.
That's something they feel deep down inside, fellas. They got LIDAR. They got GADAR, radar, and now LIDAR, T-Million. What is a brother to do? What is the Mo? You know what? When you were reading and breaking down that first verse, I felt as if you were really talking to somebody. I don't know who that somebody was.
Wait a minute. Seriously, I was going to get on the couch. But I said,
If you missed it, it's a virtual couch that comes out that's available for anybody who calls in or just listening if you need to pull out your couch. Tell Tyler gladly slide the couch out for Mo because she needs it right now. Let's go.
No, I was going to get on the couch, but this is not for me right now. I just want to get through the song and then we can go back. But I do want to address the topic with gossiping relationships. And if you see your friends, partner creeping, do you tell them? Gossiping is one thing and relationships is another. Gossiping, a lot of times, if you see somebody out, a friend of a friend, and they're cheating. It really depends on, like it said earlier, what type of relationship you have with that person that you saw. If I saw my girlfriend's husband out or her man out, yes, I would make myself present known to let them know that I saw them. Necessarily would I tell them? It depends on what the situation is because a lot of times I know that the bond that me and my girlfriends have, we tell each other everything. So I probably would tell them. It wouldn't necessarily be to the fact that I'm gossiping because I'm not really gossiping. I'm telling you some factual stuff that happened, and it's not going to affect our relationship because it's at the point where if I'm saying to you that I saw, and if you have that kind of relationship with your friends where, you know, your word is bond, they trust you, you've never lied to them before, and they got your back and you have their back, there's a different, you know what I mean, trust factor comes along with the quote-unquote gossiping. To me, gossiping is if someone that you know that is not in your circle and not in your, you know, your friendship zone comes back and tells you something that, oh, well, I heard that your man was doing X, Y, Z, that's gossiping. Because now you're trying to impede on that person's relationship without knowing. And you don't know if you can trust this person, whatever. It's just something that was heard through somebody else. And that's the meaning of gossiping. It's something that someone else heard, brought it to somebody else, and it was given back to you. It's more or less like a rumor. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
Don't go spreading rumors around. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you put it out there because it is the other side to it. And that's just like the person who texted in and said, you got a picture and they got you with a hashtag. They did say they heard it. They didn't say they saw it, a picture. They said they heard it. But I guess back in the day, if the pictures would have been there at Telltale, when they did it, maybe.
I want to get on the couch a little flip side. Sometimes people can, I think, take things the wrong way, and it's not always. I mean, I guess it depends on how you are and who you are as a person. But I remember once a long time ago when I had a lunch date with one of my counterparts when I was doing pharmaceuticals, and I had a lunch date with one of my counterparts, and it was in an open place, wasn't hiding anything. This happened to be a white woman, and we ran into a mutual friend, wasn't really a friend, but kind of a friend of the group that I hung around a little bit. And this sister came up, which was interesting, and just came over to the table and said, so how's your wife and kids doing? I'm like, everybody's fine. You know, thanks for asking, whatever. But it was just that subtle way of letting, I guess, you know, the young lady, I don't remember her name, I was having lunch with or whatever, to see if it was something going on. I don't know if she ever said anything to my wife at the time or whatever, but it was just very interesting that she felt the need to come up and say, hi to wife, how's your wife and kids doing? And I was like, wow, she really thought I was creeping at lunch in Baltimore City in one of the busiest restaurants with a white woman.
Hmm.
Well, let me say something. A lot of times, I think
hold on.
That,
he's on the couch. Let me find out. Were you creeping?
No, not at all. I just said this is a pharmaceutical counterpart. I didn't even know the young lady. She worked for another company. We were just co-promoting a brand of Ogen together, which was a hormonal therapy.
I had never even met her.
She called me on the phone. She said, I'm promoting, you're promoting. We need to meet and go over to Target area and whatever. And my territory was part of was Towson, Maryland. And we just met for lunch. I said, okay, let's meet at Fridays in Towson. No, it wasn't creeping at all. It was legitimately a woman I had never even met my first time sitting down, and she wasn't that attractive. So if you're going to lose the ranch, you definitely wasn't going to lose the ranch over this. So, no, not at all.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You know, I know sometimes when the couch comes out, it's a therapeutic moment for all of us, and you don't want to jump in. But this
it's just how people can assume sometimes that something is going on. So I think it also depends on where you see a person. Now, if you see somebody maybe out in a club or a strip club with another woman, then maybe that's kind of hard to say that was a business meeting. I could see, but then I would ask the question to someone like Mo, what were you doing here if you glide by me? Because usually when you're doing something and it's a creep type thing, you're creeping. So if you catch me somewhere creeping, then you in a creep spot with me. So if you at a hotel that you probably shouldn't be at, or a strip club that you probably shouldn't be at while I'm creeping, then my thing would be, what are you doing there to catch me?
Well, creeping doesn't also happen at the club. Creeping happens at the day, at dinner, at lunch break. So here's my
point. You
can't
prove
that. Here's my point.
That.
Okay, and this is where. As they say sometimes, and I want to say this out, you know, to the guys, and don't no pun intended. That's why I say men are stupid when they cheat. Okay, let's put it that way. Men are stupid when they cheat. Because if you're out to lunch and a female, if she's out to lunch and she's not creeping, and I just say for I'm out to lunch and I see a friend of a friend that comes in, my ex, the man that I'm with, his friend comes in. Guess what I'm going to do if I'm not cheating? I'm going to introduce that person that's with me, and I'm going to make them feel comfortable. I may ask them to sit at the table with me. What guys do that makes it so obvious or makes a woman think that you're cheating it's always a you feel guarded. It's just like you sit there and you go, oh, hi, hi. And if they come over, you say, oh, hi, and you keep going, doing what you're doing. You never take the time. If this is a friend or this is a business partner, introduce them. This is my business partner. I'm having lunch, whatever. Not like they need that explanation, but it saves a lot of, in a woman's mind. You got to think like a woman now. In a woman's mind, they're like, oh, he over there cheating. But if you are open and like, okay, this is my, I'm out to lunch, whatever, and you just keep it not guarded, it's no big deal. But when you sit there and you look at them and go, oh, hi, and try to play it off, red flags go off. And 95% of the time, and well, now I won't say 95, 65% of the time, guess what? You're at lunch with the chick that you're cheating with.
Okay. Hey, y'all getting into it, and we got a show to finish, but man. Two virtual couches came out, T-Million. Did you hear what was going on?
Fellas, yeah, I heard it all.
If you need a cheating clue, I'm not saying that you should do it, but Mo just gave you a way to escape if you really get caught in the pinch. Don't clam up. Introduce your business partner. That's right. We're discussing the plans of the new city, the new architectural plans and developments that are going on. That's right. You know what, we wouldn't invite you to sit down, but it's proprietary information. Anyway, we're breaking down Brownstone, Grapevine. The hook started it off. Mo spoke to every man personally out there on the first verse. And now, you know what, actually, T-Million, why don't you tell us where they are now? You know, we got a new segment in the show that just, you know, in case you're wondering what some of these great artists are doing now. Why don't you give us a little update, T-Million?
All right. Let's look back at the beginning of the 1990s. Good R&B music didn't suddenly happen from Escape on. Oh, no, no, no. There were many fantastic female R&B groups before them. One such group was Brownstone. Of course, there were changes to the members and the one-hit wonders that defined the part of Brownstone. Sheer talent and influence defined the whole musical structure of the group. Brownstone original members were Nicole Gilbert, Charmaine Maxwell, and Monica Dolby. The ladies were based in Los Angeles. Once they were signed to a label, they released their debut album titled From the Bottom Up. Within the record, singles If You Love Me earned a Grammy nomination right off the bat. The women of Brownstone came on the scene fast and made a name for themselves even faster. Now let's fast forward to the 2000s, and the members have branched out to different careers. Nicole Gilbert can be seen on TV1's R&B Diva Atlanta television show. Along with Faith Evans, Nikki was a creative mind behind the scenes of the show. In the show, cameras followed Nikki, Faith, and Angie Stone and the Kiki Wyatt, to name a few, as they continue their lives in front and behind the mic. Nikki has a foot in the retail industry with her boutique of clothing and own fashion line named Curvado. After the break from Brownstone, Charmaine kept up her musical career by doing a solo act under Mercury Records label. Charmaine was a hit overseas, leaving her single, This Is Where I Want to Be, on the European record at number 7. Charmaine released her single in 2000 and has since kept the lifestyle of staying in the music industry until the recent news of Brownstone coming back together. Like any other group in my Where Are They Now segment, I would not mind if members of said past groups were able to reunite and make a comeback. There are more than rumors that this is happening. The only issue being thrown up is everyone is still not 100% on exactly who would be returning. In a taped audition of Brownstone, it seems as if Nikki's replacement was still present. In the past, the Grapevine hinted that a personality clash happened between Nikki and other Brownstone members. If it was true back then, it can shed some light onto the arrangement now. Regardless, Brownstone has not said they would make a comeback, but it's looking like they might actually do it. But now, with the recent sad dilemma, we will have to wait and see what happens next. And that was T-Million's Where Are They Now?
I was excited, T-Million. Where are they now? I was on edge for every tidbit, every news clip, every news flash. What they doing now? Remarkable. Remarkable. Sometimes our own people are the first to dag on their bury and excuse my expression, kill one of the icons or artists off. They're so quick to say, what are they doing now? Are they still working? They washed up. They working at Walmart. It's so sad how sometimes in the African American community we try to, at least in America, T-Million, we end up as a people murdering and killing our own celebrities and talent by just negatively speaking things against. So it's so refreshing sometimes when this Where Are They Now, to hear the stories that are positive. I look forward to positive stories. Man, this is Song Therapy. It's going down. We got a hot topic tonight, getting into creeping and who's going to tell and who's not going to tell. I know it's other Brownstone records that we could have played tonight. Mo, you know, we're going to skip over the song for now, but at the end, we're going to have to play this record. Oh, you don't want to skip it now?
No.
You ain't see me out doing nothing? Anyway, go ahead. Play it. You see that guy? You see that, people? Shoot me, you know. All hail the
what?
King. Let's play it. Go ahead. If you love me, just a little bit of it. Love me, say it. Wow. Classic record. All right, DJ, come on. You're going to have to go into Brownstone in your personal time at this moment. I know everybody's pulling out the couch and we having a Brownstone moment, 2 million favorite girl group, but, you know, that's what the modern day technology will do. We are halfway through this record. This song actually had a pre-chorus or a hook to or whatever you want to call it. And T Million, our news and entertainment editor, is up next. Let's go. Pre-chorus.
Million, gonna break down the second hook. You know, it says never do something that'll catch up to you. I mean, that is the cliche. If you're gonna do something bad, never do something, or if you're gonna do something at all, never do something that you will live to regret. You know, never do something that will catch you and then it'll make you have to do some unnecessary explaining. Then it says you did me wrong and told me lies. You know, typically with somebody, I'm not going to put it off on the men as the women like to do, but when someone does something wrong, what typically follows is some sort of lie or some sort of fib or something that would probably help themselves get out of that mistake or out of that situation that they were in. And then they go on to say, never do something that you'll live to regret. Now, typically, I mean, more than likely, when people are doing things wrong, they're not in the moment of thinking that they're going to regret anything. But more than likely, that second mind, whatever that second mind is that devilish mind that will probably make you do something and not make you think positively or think rationally, to make you think of something that, or it's going to make you do something that you're going to regret because you're not thinking correctly or you're not thinking 100%. And then it says, deep in my heart, I feel sorry for you. Now, if we're talking about that person being a woman, she's saying to herself, you idiot. You're such an idiot at this particular point. You know, although I can't stand you now, deep in my heart, I still love you, but I feel sorry for you because you don't realize what you just messed up. And it says you had to lose a damn good thing, which was prefaced what I just said. You just
say
lost
it again.
A good thing because
say it again.
Loving me could have been good. Losing my love was a shame, baby. Now, okay. I mean, that's the quintessential pat yourself on the back scenario. Loving me could have been so good. I get it, and it probably could have been because more than likely to get from that one place to the place of being in love, then it had to be some sort of powerful thing, some sort of, you know, metabolical thing happening, because it got to the point where if she could say, or in this case, if she could say loving me could have been good, that means that there was a very positive situation, because no one's going to ever stick themselves out and say something prolific like that without it being somewhat of a truth. And that was T Million's breakdown of the second hunt.
He put out the big words on us, didn't he? Metabolical. Meta. That was T Million bringing the pre-chorus home. Mo just couldn't hold her peace. You hear that, ladies? Had to say it. Say it again. Say it again. That's how it was so tired when she walked up with you with that woman. He just had to say, hi, wife and kid. Just feel the gumption and the umption just to come over there and tell Tally and say something to you. I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's
mind your business, mind your business.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
but that's not it. That's not the rule they play by. They got rules. She's going to creep.
But he said, Emmanuel.
You know what? That's funny that you say that, because I'm going to have to say this. And you guys may hang up after I say this, but I will say this. Men are the biggest gossipers there is. I say that because it's funny because you guys do it in a different way. You guys think that because you say XYZ, you're gossipers. You're more gossipers than women are. It's just that women are outright with it, you know what I mean? And we just say whatever. But men are the sneakiest gossipers in the world. You could be talking to one person, they talk to the next person, they say, don't tell nobody I said this, blah, blah, blah. Then they go to the next person. Oh, don't say I said this, da, 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 da. Then they go to the next person. All along, they're going from dit to dit to dit to dit to dit to dit till it's a full circle. You're the biggest gossipers
ever in the world.
One day,
we're going to do a show, Beauty Shop or Barbershop. We'll see who's the biggest gossiper. Beauty Shop or Barbershop. We can set it straight
the world,
right
now. And the difference
now,
is, I think that when men, if you see your homeboy's girl out with somebody else, you may not approach or whatever. You'd be like, oh, is it like you said? Is that such and such, whatever? Darn it. When your mouth can't even stay closed. Before you leave, wherever you going, you on the phone. You may not tell that person, but you're telling somebody else. Guess what I just saw? Hmm. Or you have it in conversation, just conversation, like you're talking. That the other day I saw, so you're still gossiping.
Is this something you've heard or you've witnessed?
I've witnessed it and I heard it. So you're gossiping.
I heard gossip through gossip.
Right.
No, it wasn't like a gossip. It's first of all, it's a known fact. When I listen to different shows about how men act and different things, that's what I'm talking about.
Twitter? You know what? We need to check out Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and see. Is that just a big gossip thread going on?
I mean, our soul therapy.
I don't know. Have you thought about that?
Are gossipers?
Wow.
What?
Does everybody talk about somebody else to Mo behind your back? Yeah, I'm tired of you, man. Yeah, I'm tired of Tyler. You always saying, yeah, I'm tired of Impeccable. Is that how it goes down?
No, Mo, well, I know y'all talking about
turns,
me, so I really don't care.
That's all right. You know, I think the show helps everybody be who they are, and if you got to get it out, get it out. It's all good. That's how, you know, that's how we feel about the music, and that's how you feel about us. You heard that, fella. on now. You know what?
I didn't take it personal, but you guys wanted to take it personal. I didn't take it personal.
Nope.
I said men generally. So,
I thought
I didn't say impeccable.
You filed
a million till tally. I said men.
I'm gonna listen back.
They're the biggest gossipers. Now, if you are feeling some kind of
way, I'm gonna put that sound clip on.
Feeling some kind of way. I'm sorry.
I don't feel no kind of way because I don't have nobody to be hiding from. Anyway, and that's your boy Impeccable. So, song trivia is next. Tell Tyler, I'm sure you don't have nobody to be hiding from either, but you know you might. But I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you can do what you want to do. Anyway, our friend in Vegas, he can do what he want to do too. Anyway, how about a little song trivia? This is a song trivia.
Well, thanks, my brother. I appreciate it. And I guess today is like you on a limb under the bus day today, huh? But we're going to let that keep moving. Anyway, today's trivia, I've been recently into this what's their real name or whatever. So it's sort of along that, but I wanted to give a little bit more hints to it to see if you could figure out who this person is. Now, this person is a female, and she is called or has been known as the Queen of Funk. She has been around for 3 decades making music, born March 23rd. And the interesting thing about her, she has covered the genres of R&B, jazz, funk, soul, disco, adult contemporary, gospel. I mean, she has done it all. She is one of our true divas. The interesting thing about her is what I want you to name is her birth given name. Now, her name as she goes by now was given to her by Black Panther, which is very interesting, by Fred Hampton. And I won't give you the first one, but the middle name of it is Adune Afine, and then I won't give you the first name. But what I'm interested in knowing is, what is her birth name? She was the front woman for the group Rufus, and she's been on labels such as ABC, Warner Brothers, Reprise, MCA, the New Power Generation. She is none other than fill in the blank. And if you give me her government name, as we say out in the street, then we have a prize. Song Therapy has a prize for you as well. Again, her stage name and her government name. If you know.
Can you give us the short version?
Well, you know what? No, that was the short version. If you didn't get all those clues.
No, I mean, because we need this. Somebody. I got a text and they said, people didn't hear it. I got a text and they said, could you repeat that again? So I just said, could you give us the short version real quick?
Okay, okay, short version.
Hold on. We're not doing that. We can listen back to the show because there's been some good gifts given out lately. And just DM us on Instagram the answer. The first one to do that with the correct answer, the direct messages on Instagram, which is Song Therapy FM, is the winner. But let's keep it moving. If you didn't hear all them clues, you need to, shut. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Well, Mo, you got another record there. This is a tribute to Brownstone. I like where this is going. We're going to play a little teeny bit of this record, and then I'm going to break down, finally, the second verse. Let's go. 5 miles. Man, that was back in the college days. That could be back in anybody's days. Telltale Key Million, 5 miles to empty. No gas station around. Your butt is in trouble. You know how some folks ride around with the gas light on? Oh yeah, I got an extra 23 miles. And they the same people call you to help them as they ran out of gas. That is like one of my pet peeves. I'm on the couch about that. That's the worst thing that could happen, especially in a relationship with a woman. When your joint hit quarter tank, either bring it home or to me. I'll take it to the gas station, or you need to stop your butt by the gas station and get some fuel. Because running out of gas, whew, is not the answer. Not the answer. Anyway, we're breaking down Brownstone. It's a hot topic. We're doing a tribute to him, R.I.P. Maxie. The record is Grapevine. We're talking about gossiping and relationships. He even took it a step further and said, if you see your friends or partner, because sometimes they might just be associates, and you see them, you're going to really do some dry snitching. You might just, you definitely saying something, but when it's your close friend, you know, maybe you get into it, maybe you don't get into it. And we know all the social media, they quick to gossip about anything. Could be wrong about a celebrity or an athlete or something. In a minute, it's all over the net, whether it's true or not. So that may be a form that we're dealing with as well. But I'm up on the second verse. Let's keep song therapy moving. Let's go. Great vibe. Boy, impeccable in the second verse. Basically, the second verse starts out and says, we choose to play love games, which means it's a choice, which all the ladies know. You could be serious about it, but a lot of people, men and women, don't like any games when it comes to love. And then it says, we lose because we face the pain, because the pain is hurt when it's out there on the street. And the grapevine is, and it's coming to you, whether it's coming to you on social media these days from friends or from a friend of a friend who you thought your thing was so tight, was so strong, the love was just solid as a rock. And you hear in the grapevine the pain that hits you, those lonely nights all of a sudden. No longer are we tight anymore. Like they said, because since the song started off with the hook, we said she was real condescending, Telltale, when you first broke down at hook, how she had said it. But then it fast-forwarded and it told us how the story goes. So in the second verse, it hadn't quite got to where she was so condescending. This is the part where the pain was there. The nights were lonely, and you really thought about that heartache. What is a heartache? And what is a real empty space? Is it like, is it something where you can't swallow? Is it something where you can't move forward, where all of a sudden the big bed is now feeling like, or the little bed, or whatever bed that you guys were in, it's empty. Everything's empty. If y'all live together, the closet's empty. You don't see the clothes no more. You don't see the socks on the floor. The toilet seat is not up. Whatever it is, it's an empty space. Then it goes on to say, I'll share with you my dreams. What? Those precious, tender things. That's what he said. You got to be careful who you share your dreams with. But usually when you're in love, you think that that person is the person that you want to share your life with, and especially if you have dreams, share your dreams with. Then it goes on to say everybody. This just groups the whole species in there. Everybody plays a fool. What was that song? Somebody, everybody plays fool. Well, who sang that? Teammate, I can't remember. Anyway.
Sometimes, no reflection to the rule. Yeah. Listen, baby. Who is that?
I don't know.
It wasn't you.
Somebody text that on who everybody plays for. Anyway, the last line in the second verse says, I guess I played my part for you. Now, that line is, you feeling that you played a part, but, you know, the guy was just doing his natural guy thing, and he probably had been getting away with it in a lot of relationships. And he got, like Molisha says, stupid, as a lot of men do when they get caught. And he let his guard down, and he went into a public restaurant in Towson at Friday.
Wow, really?
Lunch. I'm just
really?
Playing. I was just throwing a stone up in the air. I didn't say no names, though, Todd. I just wanted to paint a picture.
That's how he keeps saying.
He keeps saying, really? Anyway, it really wasn't a part that you played. You just feel like you played a part because you feel foolish because everybody who thought that your relationship was so tight has now witnessed through the grapevine that you were getting played. And you know what? A lot of things, people do not like to be played. That playing, you know, we're really going to have to touch on that one time on Songs Therapy, guys. People don't like to be played. Something about being played. Like, people would do some, like, really seriously violent things to other people, mean or nasty things when they think they're being played. Nobody wants to play the fool. We're going to have to go back to that. And that's your boy Impeccable's breakdown of the second verse. This is Brownstone. This is Grapevine. Tonight's topic, gossiping. If you see your friend's partner creeping, are you going to tell them? If you're listening by way of phone or mobile phone and you want to get in on this topic right now, just press 1 on your phone. We will see you on the switchboard and let you in. If not, we're going to keep it moving and get onto the bridge that takes us over. T-Million, you know what? You got double duty today, baby. You're up on the bridge. Let's go.
Boy, T-Million is going to break down the bridge. So this is the part where she's talking fast. Oh, boy, you have my faith, you have my trust, you have my love. So basically, she's beating him in the head right now. You had all those things. You had everything. You had faith, you had trust, you had my love. I tell you, if you take those three things from a woman, you have a major, major issue. You know, and then she says, but now I have to take it back, and it didn't work for us. Well, I mean, in this particular case, by her saying all that stuff, you know, she had no choice but to take it back because now she's mad and scorned because you really did something wrong to this woman. You know, you had all those things, and now she has to take it back. So obviously, in her mind, it had to have been some sort of work that took place in order to get to that point. You know, like a woman makes you wait 6 months before she takes you to bed. You know, that rule. She worked all that time, wasted all that 6 months on your ass. And now she got to take it all back. You know, then it says, all I really needed was your loving. I mean, she could have gotten the loving, but, you know, he just wanted a little bit more. But anyway, moving forward, I was your lady, and there was nothing that I would not do. Now, personal experience tells me, that that is a true statement when it comes from women. When a woman gives you, when most women, 9 out of 10 women give you their loving, or give you all of them, and more than likely, is nothing they wouldn't do for you. I mean, that's just, I don't know if that's the nature of the woman. I don't know if that's just what it is, but that is the truth of the matter. I have to attest to that. Now, here's a Dear John letter that I've written just for you. Now, basically, in that letter, she's probably cussing you and calling you everything but the child of God. But at the end of the day, all she was saying that all you have to do is just mind your manners, and just do the right thing, but in this relationship, and you just couldn't do it, nigga. That's what she said. and all I really needed was your loving. Now I'm kicking you to the curb, and I got to start over again. I guess I got to start over another 6 months, huh? How, fellas? How impeccable, hot tally? Another 6 months.
I don't date them 6 month old girls. I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
That's dead. Dead and stinking.
Yeah,
are you feeling brother breaking down the bridge, or you got some more faith and trust things to work out?
No, I'm just tripping on the 6 month thing. But go ahead.
Like people listening for the first time, they don't know nothing about 6 month thing. But you know, Mo has a 6 month rule that she puts you through. And you know, if you make it through the 6 month rule, I don't know what's on the other side of 6 months and 1 hour tell tally, but I'm sure whoever's made it through has a book to write.
Funny.
Let me say this to you.
Don't know what's
in my years
side.
Of being alive. If you ever look, a woman tells me I got to wait 6 months, I'm kicking her to the curb before we even start the next level of conversation. Because I'm getting me some before 6 months. I'm sorry.
You remember that back in the day? Who says that? I'm getting me some. Right? That's a straight barbershop talk. That, oh, yeah, I'm getting me some before 6 months. Anyway, this is Song Therapy. Break it down, Grapevine, Brownstone. Great topic tonight. Got everybody riled up, creeping. Who's going to tell on who? If you see your friend's partner creeping, are you going to tell them? We've had some good things come out. We had some nice texts. People, you were texting me with the answer, and I wish I knew all kind of trivia. I don't. Text or join us on Instagram, Song Therapy FM, just like FM radio, Song Therapy FM, and DM it directly to us, please. Because I don't know. You texted me the answers. I wish I knew. Because I still wouldn't tell you. I would just say, go to Instagram and do it. But anyway, we're wrapping this thing up. It's a doozy. If you weren't in when we tuned in, tell Tyler, our musical therapist, why don't you just recap some of the symptoms, and let's get the final words on this week's topic. If you see your friend's partner creeping, do you tell him? Brownstone started something with Grapevine tonight. Let's go.
Absolutely, brother. Well, we talked a little bit about gossiping, and we talked about the topic, too. If you find your friend's mate creeping, what would you do? But the first symptom is, do you find yourself or others gossiping, how it would affect your friendship? So we can turn it into how would it affect your friendship if you were to tell that other person that you saw their mate out creeping in the streets. And then you find yourself that people stop sharing information with you if they think that you are gossiping or that you may tell their business. Because sometimes if you tell your mate, your friend, that their mate is creeping, you may tell somebody else, guess whose man I saw creeping. The third was, do you find that most gossipers or people that tell frequently have low health or poor health because of the fact that they're always in some chaos or always talking about something? And then the last symptom was, do you feel like your credibility goes down because people see you as someone always bringing information that is not so positive?
Bad health. You talking about somebody so much that it brings your health level down. It says speak life.
And life.
You speak in death of everybody else. You know, only God can judge them. And your girl's girlfriend. And some of her boyfriends hated it, but I'm not one to gossip. Remember that? What was that? From The Living Color?
Yeah, I'm going to sit over, or the new one is on Facebook. I'm going to sit over here. It's not my business. I'm going to sit over here and drink my tea.
All right.
With the camera, the frog.
I'm going to sit over here and drink my tea. I got some texts. Everybody doesn't have an Instagram, okay? All right, we're going to give you another chance. We're on Facebook. If you don't have one of those two, it's time to come on into the 21st century, people, and join the social media club. Facebook is under Song Therapy FM. You can find us. Just type it in the search bar if you got your answer ready. Instagram, I know people have been slow to get on. We were slow a little bit, but we've caught up. It's the fastest way to post on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram in one swoop. Anyway, okay, we weren't slow. We weren't tardy to the party. Anyway, Facebook, you can send your answer to Tell Tally's trivia question earlier. Anyway, final words, T-Million, on a nice topic. What you going to do, bro, if you see your friend's partner creeping? Do you tell him?
I know nothing. I know nothing. I see nothing. Stay out of the business, bro. Stay out of the business. You know what? You know, it's like this. You know how I'm sure we've all heard about situations where you might be walking down the street and you see a guy beating the hell out of a girl, you know, and you're like, that's not the right thing to do. Let me go ahead. Let me be a good Samaritan and intervene. And then all of a sudden you start beating that guy's ass, and then she's going to start beating you up because you beat him up. But she just, now mind you, 2 seconds before that, he was whipping her butt. So in situations like that, sometimes if you don't know the situation, stay out of it. If you don't know it, stay out of it. Now, you know, if you're going to do what Mo does and go to make yourself known, you know, if it's an obvious, if like in case of Tally, he's there having lunch with an ugly white woman, as he says, then it's obvious. But I don't know Tally's type. I don't know. He might be having a lunch with an ugly white woman. He's loving her. I don't know. But I'm saying that it could be an innocent situation, and people just learn how to mind their business. Stay out of people's business. That's T Million's last word.
Stay out of people's business. Tell Tally, since you know, final words, and not, we're gonna just clear the record straight. You've never dated an ugly white woman in public.
For the record, I've never dated an ugly white woman. I've never dated a white woman at all. But my final thoughts on it are: let your conscience be your guide. Whatever you can handle or deal with. As I agree with both in some ways, T Million and Mo. You know, I'm not gonna go but so far into it. Now, if it's my man's man, like I said, one of my boys, I might make myself known just to say, hey, how you doing, as I walk by, and let the guilt, if they are fooling around or whatever, then they'll come to their partner and say, and I might slip to my friend just a little bit, like, hey, so how are things going between you and whatever, just to see if anything, you know, check up on it maybe. But I don't know if I would come out and just 5 minutes later jump on the phone or whatever. I give her an opportunity to confess or say, oh, I saw Craig today, or I ran into, just to see how she would put a spin on it. But, you know, I truly believe sometimes that people know what's going on inherently in their relationships, and, you know, sometimes your friends may not want you to know that you've forgiven that person, or that, you know, that person hurt you, and then they start being upset with you. And so I think both, I'm going to play the middle of the fence on this.
I'm just going to say, Final Therapy family, he didn't get the name Tell Tally by just sitting on the fence. But I'm anyway. We're going to see how her.
But not on everything now. But not on everything.
That's right. Tell Tally, that's the new Instagram. I think, you know, you should just start your own .com, bro. That'll do
it.
Is
that right? Okay. I might do that. Might take you up on that offer.
There you go. The new thing. Y'all on Tell Tally? Yeah, you on that Tell Tally? Yeah. Direct message me on that Tell Tally. Anyway, thank you for your final words. I'll go before you, Mo, because I'm sure you're going to have something really to say sternly to the men out there. My take on it, it's a tough one. You know, it depends on... It doesn't really depend on anything. You just got to... It's hard, because if you care about both of people and you see them creep, but your inside feeling just wants to say, man, oh, really? You know what I mean? But then sometimes, on the other end, you know your boy, and you know what they do, and so you're saying, huh, okay. And sometimes, you know, you just got to sit back and just say okay on it, because... You now have seen both sides of the coin, and you say, okay, well, maybe they both cool, and that's how they keep it together. Who am I to shed light to the situation, like Tell Tally said, that they already know? Because 9 times out of 10, if that love is even an ounce really strong, it could possibly be a place for forgiveness in there. and they look at you. Look at the mess impeccable it's caused. If he ain't say nothing about you down there with that other woman, some men are though so insecure anyway. They could be doing whatever they doing, Mo. But as soon as they hear something about their woman, they go ballistic. T-Million put their hands through a brick wall. Hypocrites. Some men. Anyway, that's my final words on it. I mean, it's situational. Do I like to chime in and echo gossip? No, I don't even really like to participate in it. Do I read it when it comes across the Facebook or on the Instagram? Sure. But do I like to keep it going with a share button? Nah. And that's my final words on if I tell her or not. Or nah, Tally. Malicious. Final words. Grapevine, Brownstone, tonight's topic, gossiping and relationships. If you see your friend, partner, your girlfriend, your best friend, partner, or your boy, you know, because sometimes women have guy friends that they real tight with you. If you see your boy's girl out there stepping out on her, what you going to do, Mo?
Well, let me just say this first.
Wow,
great
did
minds.
You have to take that deep a breath?
Yes, because
you had to really calm down.
Before me is talking poet. Anyway, I would say this. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. So that's all I'm going to say.
There you go. You've heard it. The shortest wrap-up of history, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, March 3rd. 2015. Can you say it one more time? It's not a trivia, so you can repeat it just for me. I want to stay in the great mind category.
Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
Boom! You heard it. I think we might have to post that one. Put it in the picture form, Mo. I know, I'm all over Instagram tonight. I don't know why. Anyway, I guess because it's trending on Song Therapy. Man, Grapevine, rest in peace, Maxie, Brownstone. We heard some great music tonight, some great perspectives, and some great lyrics. Why don't you take us home, Mo, on another fine adventure on Song Therapy.
You know what I
This has been a great evening, and I would like to thank each and every one of you for sitting on the virtual couch with the crew tonight and becoming part of the therapeutic experience. Coming up next week, we have special guest Jay Holiday breaking down his classic song, Bed. And don't forget to listen back to tonight's show to win this week's trivial question. Go right to songtherapy.fm and DM us on Facebook. The winner will be announced next week. So join the crew next Tuesday as we continue to come into your mind, body, and soul. Until next week, good night, everybody. See you later.